Okay, we're going to gather ourselves together and ask the Lord to come and join us, okay? Father God, we just do come before your throne this morning. We invite your Holy Spirit to come. Be amongst us. Dwell within us. Lord Jesus, as you have said, where two or more are gathered together in your name. So we proclaim the name Jesus Christ over this gathering. Because you have guaranteed that you will be here. Where two or more are gathered together, you will be in our presence. Father, that's all we really ask for, right there, in a nutshell. Come, join us. As we would reach out with our hearts to bring you honor, to bring you praise, and that your Spirit would teach us of the ways that we should go. So come, Holy Spirit. Come, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father, for all that you have done. And we ask us and pray this in Jesus' powerful name.
Thank you for standing in awe and reverence of God. The reading of the scripture is from Psalm 18. Verses 27 to 30. For you will save the humble people, but will bring down the haughty looks. For you will light my lamp. The Lord my God will enlighten my darkness. For by you I can run against a troop. By my God I can leap over a wall. As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is proven. He is a shield to all who trust in him.
As we start this morning, we're just going to invite him to come, make himself real in a way that we need him. Make himself real in a way that will maybe even touch your heart towards something new, towards something that has been on your mind, but that there will be a special touch in your body, your soul, your spirit today. We're going to sing that one again. We're going to sing it again. Jesus, we enthrone you. We proclaim you our King. Standing here in the midst of us, we raise you up with our
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord, for that. Thank you, Lord. Thank you that right now you consume our hearts. No matter what's going on in here, you consume our hearts, Lord. I ask that you consume our minds, Lord Jesus, that we only hear your words today. And as we continue to worship you with our tithes and offerings, Lord, you may be seated at this time. And Chris, would you come up and pray over our offerings to the Lord?
There's a scripture that I can't find this morning, wouldn't you know? But I always get it. To me, it works both ways. And the scripture, I'll tell you both ways because I'm not sure which one is the right one. It's where your heart is, your treasure will be also. But where your treasure is where your heart is also. It really works both ways. And Lord, you are our treasure above all else. You are our treasure. So Lord, we give back just a small part of what you've given us. A small part of your provision for us, we give back. And Lord, we give back joyfully. For you are worth everything we can think of. You are just worth even more than that. So Lord, I ask that you would bless this offering given with our hearts. We thank you and we praise you in the name of your Son, Jesus. Amen.
I have Kleenex around for me because of, this time of the year, the sniffles that are happening. And with this wind, bless the wind. Thank you, God, for the wind. Okay. On the National Day of Prayer, I heard at the community leaders' breakfast, the prayer breakfast in the morning, there was a Pastor Brian Goodall. Some of you know my friends, Ed and Carolyn Harrow, who came here on the first Sunday that I was here, and they blessed us, with coming and honoring me and, for being my first day as the senior pastor. And Brian Goodall is their pastor, and he is a pastor that prays around the government buildings a lot downtown. And when they were up there praying before the National Day of Prayer, they noticed the emblem, our city's emblem. And on it has the church and the name of the church I can't pronounce, but what it means in English by Father Kino is white dove. And I thought, wow, Holy Spirit, we need you to come down in a powerful way again upon Tucson and around the world. So it is just so neat that we have our National Day of Prayer close to the Global Day of Prayer. And it is a special time, a month of praying. And you've got the Pentecost Sunday, and we all know what that is. How cute. Hi. It's okay. Don't worry about it. We're so casual, so it's okay. Oh, precious. Hello. God bless you. Thank you for coming. God bless you. Hi. Oh, cute. And you, it's right over. Okay, cool.
I announced that you're about to arrive.
Yes. So we know that you are here. Praise God. That is awesome. And I haven't even started the message, so it's good. So you didn't miss the message. And you're going to get some worship later. So, hey. So you missed some of the beginning worship, but this is good. So our message today, as you have seen, is light. And I thought, okay, a lot of you know the scriptures on light from the Lord, but I want us to pray that we will get fresh insight revelation and that, we will just be encouraged once again on this message, for most of us have heard this before. Heavenly Father, we just come before you right now, Lord God, and I truly thank you and praise you that you are our light. And Lord God, I thank you and praise you that you know that our goal here at Pathway of Hope is to be a light here in this community, in this city, in this county, in this state, and beyond. So Lord, I thank you and praise you for each one of us, that we have hearts turned towards you, Lord, and that you hear our hearts yearning to be that light for you, for your glory. I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. So, the definition of light from the Merriam-Webster dictionary, it says there are several definitions. You ready? Something that makes vision possible. The sensation aroused by stimulation of the visual receptors. Daylight, dawn, a source of light as like a celestial body. Candle, an electric light, spiritual illumination. Inner light, enlightenment, truth, a public knowledge, like facts brought to light. A particular aspect or appearance presented to view. Saw the matter in a different light. When we bring the gospel of Jesus, often we are bringing a different perspective that many people have heard, because it is the light of truth. A particular illumination is another definition. Something that enlightens or informs, shed some light on the problem. Many people have problems right now. And to share with them the light from the gospel that helps them to know a solution to their problems. A medium as like a window through which light is admitted, where ours is the Holy Spirit, through our relationship with Jesus as our Lord and Savior. And then we have a set of like principles, standards, or opinions. Worship according to one's lights. A noteworthy person in a particular place or field. A leading light among current writers. A particular expression of the eye. Like, aha, I got it. Yeah. Lighthouse. A beacon. Traffic light, the representation of light in art, a flame for lighting something. Synonyms to light: blaze, flare, fluorescence, glare, gleam, glow, illumination, luminance, radiance, shine, shine, shine. There's a song, and often, you know, shine, Jesus, shine. 1 John chapter 1, verse 5, and this is slide 27. It says, this is the gospel message, the good news, as the Aramaic says, that we have heard from him, the Lord Jesus, and announce, declare, proclaim, report, evangelize, as the Aramaic says, to you. That God is light, and there is absolutely no darkness at all in him. Absolutely none. But I like that word, evangelize. That's what discipleship is, and that's what we are all to be. We are to be disciples growing in the Lord, and then helping others to know and grow in him. The Greek for the light used in here is from the Strong's Exhaustive Concordance, and it says it's number 5457. That's the one that's usually commonly used, but then there are other definitions. It says to shine or make manifest, especially by rays. And it's from 5316 and 5346, but it continues to go on that it's luminousness in the widest application, natural or artificial, abstract or concrete, literal, or figuratively. It also means fire. And then, of course, light. That God is light, and there is absolutely no darkness at all in him. Psalm 139, verse 12 says, even the darkness will not be dark to you. The night will shine like the day, for darkness is as light to you. This one is from the Hebrew word orah, and it means luminousness. But it also is figuratively used as prosperity. See, do we remember that Jeremiah 29:11? His plans are to prosper us. They are good. They are not of evil. He is the one that can illuminate for us and bring light to us and help us in ways to be successful for him. Isaiah chapter 2 verse 5 says, come descendants of Jacob, let us walk in the light of the Lord. Now this one in Hebrew is the most common one used, and it's from 2:16, and it says the majority of the scriptures are used from this, and this says, it says illumination or concrete luminary in every sense, including lightning, happiness, etc. We are to be happy in the Lord. Come, descendants of Jacob, let us walk in the happiness and the joy and the lightness of the Lord, because he is the one that can take that load off of us and help us through. It also means bright and clear. It also means day and light or lightning, morning, sun. And it comes from the root word meaning luminous, break of day, glorious, kindle, either be or given or show light or lightened, set on fire, shine. We can be all of that in the Lord. Daniel chapter 2, verse 22 says, he reveals deep and hidden things. He knows what lies in darkness, and light dwells in him. This comes from the Hebrew word from 5094, and it says the same as illumination. But I like this one. It's used as wisdom. The wisdom dwells in him. Sparkle. Be cheerful, hence from the sheen of running stream. This reminds me of John chapter 7, verse 37 and 38, where it says, if anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. He who believes in me, in Jesus Christ, as the Son, the Savior, he who believes in me, this as what the scripture says, out of his heart, out of his belly, the King James Version says, will flow rivers of living water. Our Lord. On slide 28, James 1:17 says, every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. He doesn't change like that. We've seen the shifting shadows, but his light comes down and is always there. He is light. This comes from the Greek word and meaning to shine or make manifest, especially luminous in the widest application. When we look at John chapter 8, verse 12, as slide 29, please. Once more, Jesus addressed the crowd. He said, I am the light of the world. He who follows me will not be walking in the dark, but will have light, which is life. Do we remember John 10:10? Who's roaming around, seeking whom he may devour, seeking whom he will destroy and steal from? We have an enemy, and that's Satan. But Jesus came to give us life and life more abundantly. When we look at the Greek, it means more abundantly. It means that we're supposed to be enjoying this life. As this definition says, we're supposed to be luminous. And we're supposed to be on fire. We are supposed to manifest and to shine what all we have in Him and through Him and for Him. Life more abundantly. On slide 30, it also, and slide 31, it also reminds me of how on slide 30, when you look at that and you can see the light coming up, but you can see Jesus in the crown of thorns on the cross. And like a red robe, as I often use, a sash like. His blood was shed on the cross for us so that we can receive that light, that illumination. We have something to be joyous in and for. Because as slide 31 shows, it says, you know, it is my Father's desire that you receive my kingdom in its fullness. In Colossians chapter 1, verses 19 and 20, it says that God was pleased to have all of his fullness, all of his fullness dwell in Jesus Christ. And by him reconciling all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by shedding by his blood that was shed on the cross. So when Jesus did that, as John chapter 16, verse 13 through 15 talks about, he's saying how everything's been given to me. Everything's been given to me. And so then I then give it to the Holy Spirit to reveal to you what my Father has told me. This fullness is ours when we have Jesus as our Lord and Savior. But it came by him dying on the cross for us and the power of the resurrection that we now receive. That blood that was shed has helped us to be carriers of that light when we take that in. In John chapter 8, verse 12, once more, Jesus addressed the crowd. He said, I am the light of the world. He who follows me will not be walking in the dark, as slide 29 shows, but will have the light, which is life. The New Living Translation says, because you will have the light that leads to life. And then the CEV version says, you will have the light that gives life. The CEB version says, but you will have the light of life. And the voice says, this one is a neat one, I like this. You will thrive in the nourishing light that gives life. Our life comes from Jesus Christ being our Lord and Savior, and this nourishes us as we spend time with him in his word, in prayer, in worship, in obedience. It nourishes the soul and the spirit that God has given us. Both definitions for light in this verse, the first light, the second light, they are both definitions from the same Greek word, to shine or make manifest, especially by rays, luminousness in the widest application, natural or artificial, abstract or concrete, literally or figuratively, fire, light. On slide 33, we can see on this one that it says that the word, this precious holy word, is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. I like this picture because it so shines brightly on this word. And it shows truly what is in this word for each and every one of us. But as slide 32 shows, we need to be willing to receive the power that this has. The light. Often, many people are walking around, I've got it, taking care of it. They're walking around and just kind of like, I got it, taking care of it. Whether they're like this, whether they're like this. But they're not willing to be like this. In fact, I wish I had a shirt thing. I heard a story of a man that had some special like candies and for a child, and he wanted to share it with others. And the man was bringing his hands to the child, and the child was putting their hands out. Can you put your hands out? Like that. And then the child realized, as we're supposed to have this childlike faith, well, wait a minute, his hands are bigger than my hands. So then the child got his shirt and went like that. So maybe we should get our shirts out so we can get everything that God has for us. Opening up our hearts to receive what he has for us, because it is full of power and of life. Remember, we were reading in, or many of us have read in Psalm 119, verse 130, as slide 133. Once again, I want to refer to that. The entrance of your words give light. It gives understanding to the simple. It goes on to say in Psalm 119 that you will be even wiser than your enemies, wiser than teachers, wiser than the ancients, if you receive what this word says. But you have to open it. And then you have to not only open it and read it and listen to it, but you have to heed to it and not act foolishly, as James 1:22 says. That do not be foolish. It warns you, don't be foolish, but to heed what the word of God says. To not just take it in, but to do what it says, because there's the blessings. There's where the grace empowers you. There's where the blessings and the power of his word, because he moves in mighty ways with the truth uncompromised. Not compromised truth, but uncompromised truth, which is full of pure light and life, nourishing for each one of us, powerful and blessed. Slide 34 shows verse of this opening scripture, Psalm 18, verse 28. Once again, it says, "For you will save the humble people, but will bring down haughty looks. For you will light my lamp. The Lord my God will enlighten my darkness." And we all have experienced some blinders. But it is the Lord, when we have a humble heart, saying, "Holy Spirit, teach me. Holy Spirit, guide and direct me. Holy Spirit, is there any way in me that needs correcting? Correct me. And then help me to be thoroughly and completely, with a contrite heart, repentant. Turning from it. And then asking you to correct me lovingly, because it is all correction from our Lord is out of love. And then we go on by his power, because in Christ we can do all things and we can move forward, because that blood covers that which was shown and revealed to us that needs to be taken care of. For by you I can run against a troop. By my God, I can leap over the walls, these obstacles that we are facing. As for God, his way is perfect. His true, uncompromising way is perfect. The word of the Lord is proven. He is a shield to all who trust in him. But many are not trusting in him. So therefore, they cannot be that bright light for him. Have you ever, as I like this slide 35, I like the way it shows how you have the light bulbs. And then you have the one that's on and the one that's off. To be on, we need to be receiving what this says, to continue to have that currency and that power keeping us going like the energy buddy. Otherwise, you're going to have one of those batteries that's going to go dead. And you need to be recharged. so that your light shines bright for the Lord. What is awesome is his light doesn't cost anything except for willingly to receive what he has for us. Because that cost of that electric power, in a sense, that light power, that source for our light was paid for on the cross by Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. But we need to humbly go before the Lord to be able to be that bright, shining light. Slide 36 shows that, how the beams are just luminous and going around, shedding that light to others. Because receiving the light from the Lord, that nourishing light, replenishing light, once again, illumination, luminary, in every sense, happiness, bright. The break of day. How many could use a break? A breakthrough. It comes from our Lord, and it comes from his revelation and his power, but we have to be willing to settle for his way, his timing. In Psalm 18, verse 28, which is shown on slide 34, as I had said, "For thou wilt light my candle, the Lord my God will enlighten my darkness." In the Amplified, it says, "For you cause my lamp to be lighted and to shine. The Lord my God illumines my darkness." This reminds me again of that light bulb that's off and the light bulb that's on, like slide 35 shows. "For you cause my lamp to be lighted and to shine. The Lord my God illumines my darkness." And slide 36 reminds me the way the voice says it. "You are the lamp who lights my way, the eternal my God, lights up my darkness." You can see that there's kind of like a darkness, but the light is shining from this light bulb and through the darkness. There's darkness out here. Many lives are experiencing darkness. But when you walk in the room, as you are illuminated, you have received with your shirt open all that the Lord has for you, you will be able to shine brightly that light onto others, and it will be affecting them spiritually. In their soul, it will be affecting them. The Hebrew for this light word, luminous, glorious, set on fire, shine. So as slide 37 shows, let it shine. Let your light shine. Be a source of strength and courage. Share your wisdom. Radiate love. This was written by a gentleman named Wilford Peterson. Many of us remember Philippians chapter 2, verses 12 through 16. The New Living Translation says, shine, as the subtitle says, shine brightly for Christ. It goes on to say, dear friends, the Apostle Paul is talking to him, and he says, "You always followed my instructions when I was with you, and now that I'm away, it is even more important. Work hard to show the results of your salvation, obeying God with deep reverence and fear. For God is the one who is working in you, giving you the desire and the power to do what pleases him. Do everything without complaining." I've heard Joyce Meyer says that was a goal of hers. She hasn't reached it yet, but every day she's trying to go through a day without complaining. "Do everything without complaining and arguing, murmuring or disputing, as the New King James Version says, so that no one can criticize you. Live clean, innocent lives as children of God, shining like bright lights in a world full of crooked and perverse people. Hold firmly to the word of life. Then on the day of Christ's return, I will be able to rejoice that I did not run the race, labor in vain, and that my work was not useless. Daniel chapter 12, verse 3 is a great example. Daniel, in the midst of the Babylonian captivity, here he constantly seeks God, constantly seeks his truth and obeys his truth, even when it means it could be his death. As we also have heard the Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego story. These men loved the Lord, took their time praying, seeking him, and honoring him, fearing him, heeding the word and living that word and acting it out. Daniel chapter 12, verse 3 says, "And the teachers and those who are wise shall shine like the brightness of a firmament, and those who turn many to righteousness, to uprightness and right standing with God shall give forth light like the stars forever and ever." This is what we are as disciples, as evangelizing, as we said earlier. We are to help others to know Jesus. Aren't you glad you did? Do you remember the first time when you knew about Jesus and you received him as your Lord and Savior? I know I do. And I remember thanking him so much for that weight that lifted off of my shoulders. For Jesus paid the price of my sins. And I have his light in me. And I don't want to lose that light. And I want to hold strong on that light. Have I gone through some very heavy, deep valleys? Yes. But that light was in me. And that didn't change who he is. And then eventually, in his way, his will, his timing, nourishing me because I did not give up seeking him and seeking his word, that light started shining brightly again. Amen. Don't let Satan it out. Yeah. Don't hide it under a bushel. We need to remember to have that childlike faith. On slide 38, I like this, how it's a glow and a light. Psalm 34, verse 5, it reminds me of this. They looked to him and were radiant, and their faces were not ashamed. In the NCV version, it says, "Those who go to him for help are happy, and they are never disgraced." It reminds me of like being pregnant with the Lord. Remember how at Christmas time I said we are all called to be Elizabeths and Marys. Elizabeths, in other words, we are carrying John the Baptist in a sense, preparing those because Jesus is coming soon. So helping them, preparing the way. But we are all also to be carrying Jesus with us. Happy and excited because we have the Son of God with us. Our Lord and our Savior is with us. And we are rejoicing. So we should be having that pregnant glow of what the fullness of the Lord God in us. Because we have the Holy Spirit in us. We are his. And he is ours. And we need to have that glow. For it is his light that is in us. And that is what radiates and shines through us to others. This is how we can be a light, by going to him, continuously receiving what he has for us so that we can pour it out unto others. So we have constantly have those candies, those good things that God has for us to share to others. And some people that are into not sugar and stuff, well then, fruit. But in other words, what is their favorite thing? I always say that in heaven, Lord, I sure hope there's Mexican food for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And I hope that there's chocolate for breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, desserts with nuts. I tease, but that is something that I have enjoyed. And the chocolate he took away from me, as we know, 4 years ago or so. And I'd love for him to lift that off. But that's one of those obedience walks. But you know, that's okay. I have a joy in him, and he is my treasure, and he is my candy, he is my sweetness. His words are honey to my lips. His precious holy word is so precious to me and so good. And nobody can take that away from me. Nobody can take what he has given me or you unless you allow them. Unless you allow Satan to hide your light under a bushel. Unless you allow Satan to blow it out. But guess what? Even if you do that, God can relight that candle. And God can take that bushel off. Once you surrender to him and are willing to once again receive what he has for you. Matthew chapter 5 verses 14 through 16 says, you are the light. Slide 39. You are the light. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor do men light a lamp and put it under a peck measure, but they put it on a lampstand and it gives light to all the house. And then let your light so shine before men that they may see your moral excellence and your praiseworthy, noble, and good deeds, and recognize and honor and praise and glorify your Father who is in heaven. We see these lights as the picture, slide 40, shows. See, we're going to be shining bright. There's darkness around, but we're going to shine bright for him. It's going to pierce through that darkness. Amen. Jesus is the light of the world, as verse 14 talks about, and slide 41 shows. But as slide 42 shows, this light comes from the cross. And we need to help others see the cross, that is their light, what Jesus did for them on the cross, and to receive that. The first light that is said, you are the light of the world, that is taken from the primitive verb, and it says to set on fire, to kindle. Jesus came to set on fire, to kindle the world. And then the second light is the third light. So it's the second light was that one, and then the third light, okay? And it says it gives light to all the house. It gives a brilliancy, a beam, a radiance. It gives a light, a shine. See, Jesus came to light our lamp, to set it on fire, to burn it, to kindle it, to help us to be burning for him. He is the light, the radiance, the fire for us here on earth. And then he sets us on fire. But often we're sitting there not receiving what he has for us to keep that fire burning. And therefore, it kind of gets either blown out or hidden. And we need to not let it be hidden by the bushel. And we need to not let Satan blow it out. But we need to let our light shine brightly, radiantly, each and every day and night for God and for his glory. Matthew chapter 28, verse 16 and 20. Slide 43 shows this. The Great Commission. See, Jesus is our light. We are a light. And we are commanded not to stop, not to slow down, but to go. Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee to the mountain which Jesus had appointed for them. When they saw him, they worshipped him. But some doubted. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all the things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you even to the end of the age. Amen. Always he is with us. But we need to go. Mark 16, 15 through 18. And he said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be what? Saved. But he who does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will follow those who believe. In my name, they will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. They will take up serpents. And they will drink anything deadly. It will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick. And they will recover. We, as slide 44 shows, we are a lighthouse for the Lord in this community. We are a lighthouse for the Lord in this city. We are a lighthouse for the Lord in this county. We are a lighthouse for the Lord in this state. We are a lighthouse for the Lord in this country. We are a lighthouse for the Lord in this world. But do we have our light shining brightly for him? Pathway of Hope's vision. We will glorify God as we love, trust, and obey him in helping the blind to see, to know the truth, the uncompromised truth, the powerful truth, and set the captives free by being a light for him in the community. Wherever God has us, we can be that light for him. And Pathway of Hope's vision, we will be called a house of prayer, healings, and salvation center. Slides 45 and 46 show this. See slide 45? Do you see that one? Slide 45, a house of prayer. Look at that. It's like it's on fire and glowing in the power of heaven, yet with the word right there. The power of prayer, the power of claiming his word, proclaiming his word, believing his word, trusting his word, even when it doesn't make sense, praying his word. This will help us to be able to do as Mark 16, 15, and 18 says. They will take up serpents, and they will drink anything deadly, and it will not harm them. And they will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover. This is where the power comes from. Slide 46 shows that, the house of prayer. Some people are going to need that. This one I like because it's like more peaceful, serene, but yet powerful with light. And some people are going to need that place of refuge, that place where they need peace in the turmoil, and it's just going to get worse. Darkness is coming more and more, but this is where, when we're in the light, when we're in the light of life, when we're in being nourished, we are being fed so we can be brighter and shine brighter in the darkness that's out there. And people are going to want what we have been given, because what we are going to draw them to is where the source of light is. For everyone can have that source of light, that life abundantly. And that is through and only through Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior. John chapter 3, verse 21 says, but he who does the truth comes to the light, that his deeds may be clearly seen, that they have been done in God. This was the Bible verse given to Pathway of Hope for the year 2013. But he who does the truth comes to the light, that his deeds may be clearly seen, that they have been done in God. The Amplified says, but he who practices truth, who does what is right. And we mean what is right according to the word of God. Because as the darkness comes and we've seen what's happening, right seems like it's wrong, and wrong seems like it's right. It doesn't change what is truly right and what is truly wrong. And we need to not compromise and change it up. Even though the world and many of the world is doing that, we need to not do that. We need to stay to doing what is right and well-pleasing to God and loving others but not condoning what is wrong. And that includes in our lives. But he who practices truth, who does what is right, comes out into the light, so that his works may be plainly shown to be what they are, wrought with God, divinely prompted, done with God's help, in dependence upon him. It is by Jesus, by the power of the Holy Spirit in us and through us, by the name and power and the authority we have in Jesus, by his blood that was shed on the cross and that resurrection power that is in us, that is how the signs and wonders and miracles will happen. That is how we can be a bright light shining in the darkness for him, for his glory. It's all for Father's glory. John chapter 3 verse 21 says, but those who do what is true come to the light in order that the light may show that what they did was obedience to God. We will be luminous for him, and others will see this, and they will see it and want it because of what we have. So, get ready to welcome new people, as slide 47 shows, to the Lord's house of prayer called Pathway of Hope. Slide 48, once again, we see the light go. When we see this welcome to the house of prayer, slide 47, it reminds me of Psalm chapter 43, verse 3. Oh, send out your light and your truth. Let them lead me. Let them bring me to your holy hill and to your tabernacle. Here we are on a hill, and it is holy because it is the Lord's. He owns it. It is his. Pathway of Hope is totally and completely surrendered to God, to his will, to his way, to his timing. And in this, as we surrender to be his light and his truth, as we seek his light and his truth, that is what will lead us, and this is what will lead others, and that it will bring them to hear, to want, to know more about him and to grow in him. And once again, going back to slide 48, on your mark, get set, get ready, and go. We need to go. As this one says, you are now entering the mission field. When we go out, there are many that are in that darkness, and they need that light. And we at Pathway of Hope, we need to remember that we need to welcome all. We are going to be unlovables here. Sometimes we are unlovable. But thank God for his precious forgiveness. But we need to remember, as a family of God, nobody's going to be perfect. And as God draws others into your life, that you can be that light and that influence, they're not going to be perfect either. Those who are Christians, whether they come here, encourage them. If they are not going to church, encourage them to go to a Bible preaching, preferably Spirit-filled church. Encourage them to not forsake the fellowship of other Christians. Encourage them to be in the Word and continue to grow in the Word, allowing the Holy Spirit to teach them all things, to remind them of everything that Jesus told them, to guide them into all the truth and to tell them of things to come, so that they can continue to be obedient to him and grow and pray. We need to encourage those Christians out there, and then we need to encourage those who do not know Jesus in loving ways. Remember to preach the gospel always, and then if necessary, use words. For it is not by words people are saved, but it is by the Holy Spirit that draws them unto him. It is his timing. Often God will have us use words to encourage somebody or to pray for somebody. He'll often open up doors in that way. But sometimes he'll open up that door by helping somebody. They'll see that no matter how they've treated you, you continue to pray for them and bless them. And you continue to be kind to them because you have that light in you, empowering you to do so. I'm going to go outside and be with the children. Pastor Janet's going to lead us in worship, prayer altar ministry time. So I want you all to really just worship the Lord and remember where our healing is. Our healing and our help and our strength comes from the Lord. Amen. Amen.